Shall we give the Lord a bigger clap offering? Let us together lift up our two hands to heaven and give him thanks for the privilege of being brought into his presence today. Thank him from the depth of your heart. No one can come and say, my Father, which sent me, has drawn him. He drew you and me to bless us. You are returning a blessed man, a blessed woman, a blessed boy, a blessed girl today. Give him thanks. For blessed is the man that God chooses and comes to approach unto him, that they may dwell in his court. They shall be satisfied with the goodness of his house, even of his holy temple. Now, give him thanks. Give him praise. Give him glory. Now, ask him to reach out to you by his word today, his next level word, his word of unending success. Now, ask him, Lord, send me my own word today. Send me my own word today. Send me the word in season. Send me your right word today. Let your sent word bring me healing and deliverance today. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you for the privilege of being brought into your presence today. Now we are all seated at your feet and looking up to you. Let no one return disappointed. Let today's service be a service of divine appointment. Let everybody return with a change of story. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. For those who may not have been saved yet, let today be their day of salvation. For those who have been walking with you, let today be a day of going from one level of glory to another. In Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Jesus. I have dominion. Give the Lord a big hand and please be seated. We have been examining the subject, understanding the laws of success. We live in a kingdom guarded by laws. They call these laws the laws of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which implies the law of scriptures, because the words that I've spoken to you, Jesus said, they are spirit and they are life. So we're talking about the laws of spirit and of life. We're talking about the laws of scriptures. And it's interesting to know that these laws are higher than every other kind of law, including natural laws, including scientific laws, far above. This law carries, among others, things that can empower you to be set above all nations of the earth. So they are no mere laws. Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. My ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So they are the highest laws that would take anybody to the highest place in the journey of life. I pray that everyone will live the remaining days of his life genuinely connected to the laws of scriptures. And watch how God will keep decorating your life from one level of glory to another. They most of the time appear too simple to be real. What is in the law of the fear of the Lord? What is it about? Does it have anything to do with my life, in my profession, in my career? Oh, yes, it does. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of our access to the wisdom of God. We saw it demonstrated in the life of Joseph. Because by wisdom kings reign and princes decree justice. It was a bank of divine wisdom. It's not in me. God who dwells in me will give Pharaoh himself an answer. And can we find a man such as this? He is a man in whom the Spirit of God is. For as much as God has shown you all this, there is no one as wise and discreet as thou art. You take over. The fear of the Lord is a takeover spirit. Amen. You take over anywhere you are. You take over. According to thy word, shall all my people be ruled. Take over. I won't be a ceremonial king. You are the active king. Take over. By engaging the law of the fear of the Lord, Joseph stepped out, large stride, from the prison to the palace. Just by embracing the law of the fear of the Lord. Now, there is the law of love. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It doesn't enter the heart of any man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. And Solomon loved the Lord. And what eyes have never seen, nor ears heard, nor entered the heart of any man, began to happen in his life. And Solomon became wiser than all men. And he began to number them, or to name them. And his fame was in all nations round about for simply loving the Lord. And Solomon loved the Lord. And God appeared to him on that mountain. What do you want me to do for you? He said, no, I just want to place you with this privileged position of stepping into the throne of my father. You have not asked for yourself riches or honor. Okay, I've done that which you say. And what you have not asked, I've also added to you. By engaging the law of love. The greatest commandment of the law. You love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and the great commandment. The second is like unto it. You love your neighbor as yourself. Upon these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets. By engaging the commandment of love, it turns you to a living wonder among men. As simple as that is. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 3. He said, I fear lest as Satan beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in the gospel. Simplicity that is in the gospel. I once stated that you may have read all the books that I wrote and carry all the tapes. Listen to them night and day. But you don't know my secret or you know my heartbeat for God. My heartbeat for God is where the good hand of the Lord is upon my life. You can't love him and get lost. You can't truly love him and not see what eyes have not seen or ears have heard. Simple but powerful. Don't let no devil deceive you. Every law of scriptures is far higher than every other kind of law that exists on the earth. You walk in love. He that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. So it enhances your divinity content. And when you operate in the length and breadth and height of the love of God, you are filled with all the fullness of God. So you are a moving divine entity. And so it doesn't talk about breakthrough. You are an embodiment of breakthrough. By the power of the law of love. I can tell you this. giants of the highest concentration will rise from the platform of this commission. By the addiction of such individuals to their God and the interest of his kingdom. That's how they will arise. And you are one of them. You shall be listed as one of them. So we are interested in, success is not a destination. It's not a destination. It's an adventure. Success today, if not improved upon, will become failure tomorrow. Success is not a destination, it's an adventure. And it's interesting to know that God has reserved a destiny of continuous and unending progress for his children. That means unending success at every stage in your life. When the successfuls are being listed, you will be listed. In your field of endeavor, when the successful are being named, you will be named. For the path of the justified is as a shining light that shines more and more and more and more and more and more without end until the perfect day. That means until Jesus returns, God has ordained you and I for a life of unending success. And today marks the end of every air of failure around your life. In the name of Jesus. But he said, follow me and I will make you. So our making is in following. Can I tell you this? Our making is not in preaching. That's for us who are preachers. Our making is in following his instructions concerning any provision for which we are interested. The provisions are already made, but the conditions must be met for their delivery. The conditions must be met for their delivery. We are being redeemed as the light of the world, as pace setters, pathfinders, and trailblazers, a city set on an hill that cannot be hid. So we have an heritage of outstanding success in Christ. And so when we're talking about the laws of success, we're talking about what must I do to realize this heritage of ever-growing success. Our ministry come 2nd of May this year. We have been experiencing by his grace the reality of Proverbs 4:18. Our path as a commission has been shining more and more and more. And that's not luck. It's by engaging the laws of the Spirit that make it happen. Life is not a product of chance, but a product of choice. I lay before you blessings and curses, life and death. You choose life. Don't play around. Choose life. Your choice is what defines your lot. You choose success by complying with the instructions of success as contained in scriptures. You and your family will never know a setback in life again. It is by engaging the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that we conquer the law of sin and death, the law of failure and defeat, the law of lack and want. It is all by engaging the law of scriptures that we suspend those other laws. I pray that each one's eyes will be open to the realities of these laws, and may you receive grace to engage with them. Today we're looking at the law of self-discipline as a requirement for successful living. Self-discipline. Although we have been redeemed as priests and kings to reign on the earth, but indiscipline can rob any believer of his throne. We saw a graphic picture there in Ecclesiastes 10, verse 5. There's an evil which I've seen under the sun, an error which proceeded from the king, from the ruler, fully set in high places, is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low places. I've seen servants riding upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. You know what that means? Believers are down there. Unbelievers are up there. He says, an evil in my sight. Because I've done all I needed to do to make you stand out wherever you belong. But he went on to let us know what happened. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. Whosoever breaketh an edge, break a covenant, a serpent shall bite it. Whosoever removeth stone shall be stone shall be endangered therewith, hurt therewith, and either cleaved wood shall be endangered thereby. So let's find out what went wrong. Verse 16, he said, woe unto thee, O land, when thy king is a child, and thy princes eat in the morning. But blessed art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of the nobles, and thy princes eat in due season for strength and not for drunkenness. Now those two verses connote one of the covenants broken by these princes who are walking on food while servants are riding on horses. They broke the covenant of discipline. They were playing baby. And here, when is a child, as long as he's a child, as long as he's a child, it can be 20 years, 50 years, as long as he continues to play the child, it's not different from a servant. Though he be heir of all things. But he's under tutors and governors. He needs supervision for anything to work in his hands. He needs to be supervised. He can go AY at any point. Eyes must be on him. If you send him to the market, you continue to monitor whether he has gone there or not. He's a baby. As long as he's a child, it's not different from a servant. The throne does not belong to children. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon the shoulder of the son, not the child. Indiscipline is a core characteristic of children. Children don't know anything about responsibility. So until you start taking responsibility, you are not a candidate for the throne. I said there in the first service, the opposite of responsibility is liability. You either take responsibility or you end up a liability. So we need to be conscious of the place of self-discipline in our quest to experience and sustain success. It's not just experience success, it's to sustain success. Discipline, among others, is possessing a sense of mission in the pursuit of life. Know ye not that in a race run all and one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. I therefore so run, not as one that beateth, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Come on, self-discipline. That's self-discipline. That's the definition of it. I bring my body under and bring it into subjection, lest after I preach to others, I myself should become a castaway. To remain in front, I must keep my body under. Body, behave. This is the task for the moment. Only an indisciplined student will go for his brother's wedding during the exam. And sorry, to take an indisciplined parent to allow it. Most of the indiscipline of our children is visible to us. Tell them that your brother is one man, you have only one brother. Come. He said, I have a person. Come. Is it not me paying school fees? To do what? Is it to join them? Is he the best man? You know, people just mess up their only life. Do you not have a spare? Those who don't have spare tires don't drive rough. I've been there before. You drive carefully, you see cellophane paper, you bend. In case there is a nail inside. The boy said, I have paper today. He said, it doesn't matter. You passed last time now. Let them support that one. Amen. When as my son was in, what do they call it, Oral Robot University, they never saw me up one day at the airport. No. I can't watch you miss lecture, one lecture. Well, you miss chapel, I told you, you are gone. It's not that... Discipline. I bring my body under. I put my body, I bring it into subjection. That's what it is. I can tell you, many business people are just dancing around the same point because they have not engaged this law of the spirit of life. Again, my prayer is that every force of indiscipline manipulating any destiny here be destroyed today. Yeah. Discipline can also be defined as operating as demanded, not as convenient. You know, the Bible says, warn to them that are at ease in Zion. You know, operating as demanded, not as convenient. Just there. We saw Nehemiah walking night and day and night and day, and the people with him, and they never put off their clothes except for washing. But the task was delivered in 52 days. That's not convenient, but that was demanded. You can't give life what it takes and not make the most of it. You sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. You sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. God is not more. Whatever a man sows, and at the level of which he sows, so the level it will reap. Please, take that in. Self-discipline also is being a law to oneself in a bid to accomplish a given task. All things are lawful. They are okay. They are correct. But they don't add up towards the delivery of the task in my hand. They are not adding to it. They are eroding from it. All things are lawful for me, Paul said, but not all things are expedient. 1 Corinthians 6:12. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. There are places we go that they won't know if it didn't come. So why going? Praise God. If I don't go, they will just say, I didn't go. And they're going to say, so you came. We are not expecting you to come. We thought you were busy. We don't know you are this loose. There's nothing you are doing here anyway. So when are you going? That's the reward for your coming. Anywhere you go that does not add value to the people you are going to or to you is a wasted going. Wasted going. You know, it's my friend since 1962. And you have not met all your life. I just asked, so I came. They said, sir, who are you, sir? Oh, we were friends. And I said, okay. God bless you. Thank you. And then he walks away. You never see him again. Not that you're looking for anything, but you have nothing to do with your time. Life. If you don't make a business of it, you run bankrupt. You don't make a business of living, you go bankrupt with your eyes open. Nobody here will go bankrupt. So, take responsibility. Very quickly, let me show us four areas of our lives where self-discipline will apply positively. One is our spiritual life. Sustainable success requires being rooted and grounded spiritually. 1 Timothy 4:7-8. Refuse profane and old wife fables, just stories that don't have any meaning. But exercise thyself rather unto spirituality. Stop listening to junks on TV, on internet. Junks. But exercise thyself rather unto spirituality. For bodily exercise profits little. But godliness or spirituality is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is, and the one which is to come. A man by name Uzziah gave himself to the things of God as a young ruler. He began to rule at the age of 16. He reigned for 52 years. But he was a life student of Zechariah, who had understanding the visions of the Lord, and as long as he saw the Lord, God made him to prosper. And we saw amazing change of levels all through, from that verse 6, all through down to verse 10, all through down to verse 15. Amazing exploits being recorded via his spiritual robustness. To be carnally minded is death, but spiritually minded is life and peace. Romans 8:12. In Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3, blessed is a man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Spirituality also demands careful choice of who you walk with. nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But whose delight is in the law of his God, and upon it he doth meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. His leaves also shall not wither. He will bring forth the fruits in the season, and whatsoever he doeth, it shall prosper. Spiritual robustness is the security of our destiny. I mean, you get blessed and you are going up, you have attacks from the wicked one. He said, the wicked shall see it and be enlarged with his teeth. So if you are not properly spiritually rooted, you'll be flawed. Very important. In Psalm 112 and verse 1-3, the Bible says, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delights himself greatly in his commandments. His seed also shall be mighty. Now, that means it will be mighty, and it will go further to his seed upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. All rooted in his spirituality. Spirituality is simply scripturality. Living by the dictates of scriptures. Living by the dictates of scriptures. There are many people here today, your success will not stop with you. It will go forth to your children and your children's children and their generations. Let me hear your loudest amen. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Spirituality. You shall meditate therein in day and night. And observe to do what is in the end. And then you make your way prosperous. And then you command good success. That's how relevant spirituality is. In our quest to experience and sustain success. And remember, whatever the Lord does, it shall be forever. This next area where self-discipline imparts on our life is in the work of our hand. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11, study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. Do your own business. Invest the best of your time, energy, and resources in your own business. I've been out of this church on Sunday morning since 1999, 20 years ago, 3 Sundays. I go to anywhere in the world. I'm back on my job. I'm not a preaching merchant. I go to places only when I'm directed. If I follow every invitation that I receive, I won't be here one Sunday. But I'll be making a fool of my life. Because I will give account on my assignment, not on somebody else's assignment. I was in Kaduna Church last 1999 on a Sunday morning, 20 years ago. Wow. I was in Abeokuta Church, our church in Abeokuta, we have a network there now. The main church, I was there last 1996. Study to be quiet. Do your own business. All those pastors will give account over the churches we are there. But I must give account over this one. You can't oversee what you don't see. No. You can't. Amen. That's how self-discipline distinguishes people. I've never seen Ifo Church. Ifo is the nearest place here. I've never seen a wooden church in my life. It's on this road. That's not my assignment. My assignment is to give you what to do and leave you to do it, and you answer to God. If I'm going only around our churches, I won't stay here one day. You know how many churches there are? Now we're just adding 1,000 more. And then by May, we're adding 2,000 more. So I won't even sleep. Self-discipline is your guarantee for sustainable success. Otherwise, you see it today and never see it again by going about. Now, wait a minute. Shiloh is in December. I started work already on Shiloh. This is April. I know the team, but I won't tell you. So you can be going with what we are doing right now. When it's time, you'll be told. There are many things to say to you, but you don't need them. Glory to God. No, it's not a place to be guessing and say the Lord will speak to you when you go to the platform. No, no, no. God doesn't speak to careless people. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. May your life be clouded with self-discipline as a lifestyle from now. I've never found out what are they doing in that church in my life. Each one is doing what God sent them. And I'm not their supervisor. I'm not their referee. Each one of us, including myself, we're answerable to God on how we pursue what He's called us to do. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 15, he said, don't suffer as busybody in other men's matters. That's discipline. Self-discipline. Stay on your job. Discipline yourself to deliver your own assignment. Wish everybody else well and keep going. Number three area that self-discipline imparts on our life is in the management of our time. Time management. Time management. Benjamin Franklin once said, doth thou love life? Then invest your time. Don't squander it. For that is the stuff life is made up of. No value for time. You start losing value without knowing. Our part of the world needs this a lot. Wake up in the morning, you are going to greet somebody. Okay, for what? It's a long time I saw him. Yeah. Did you hear anything about him? No. I just felt like seeing him. Then you now drive about 3 hours to go and greet somebody. You now get there, they say he's not at home. You say, I will wait. I mean, in this one life you have, only Jesus has a second coming. All of us, there's only one coming. You mess it, you miss it. Amen. If they call you Baba Tunde, it's just an accolade. It's a nickname. It's appointed to one man, whether Baba or Mama, wants to die. And after that, wants to die. And after that, since you don't have a spare life, why don't you make the most of this one? It's redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ephesians 5:16. Now, in Colossians 4:5, it said, walk in wisdom. So it is lack of wisdom by scriptural definition. With them that are without, redeeming the time. I love the story that was told in the third service of John Wesley. Somebody was talking to him. It was 20 minutes. He shouted when the man won't stop. Stop that! I've just lost 20 minutes of my life. Listen to junk. Amen. may call it lifetime. That is what your time was worth while you lived. You know why I don't sleep on time? You sleep 8 hours. That's 1/3 of your life. So when you are 75, you have slept for 25 years. You are unconscious. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just check out on people with correct sense of value for time. They don't stop making progress. 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 One of our leaders in this country said when he was in power that there was no event he invited me for that I had time. He was saying it positively. People should know you for your job. They should know where you belong. Where they call you, you are going. Where they don't call you, you are going. Where you are relevant, you are going. Where you are irrelevant, you are going. Where you are a burden, you are going. Amen. And then by the time you want to sleep, they wait for you to leave. You have not left. They say, where are you staying? I will stay here. Amen. You don't need that. Please manage your time well. All things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. Invest your time in what is profitable, what is value added, not just anything that comes. And then, of course, the last area we're looking at is the area of resource management. Every resource available to us is limited. If it's not judiciously managed, it will be wasted, and we waste it, we pay for it. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 9, the Bible says, he also that is slothful in his business is brother to him that's a great waster. Now, the sluggard will not sow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. Proverbs 13:2 or 13:4. He shall beg in harvest. The heritage of the slothful is begging. And the same is with his brother because they share a common heritage. Every waster will end up a beggar, just like every slothful, lazy, idle man will end up a beggar. And we saw that graphically demonstrated in the life of the prodigal son in Luke 15, verse 13 to 16. Is wasted his substance on riotous living. Then there arose a great famine in the land, and he began to be in want and was begging to share food with pigs. Every waster today will be a beggar tomorrow. No scripture cancels out another. No matter the blessing in a leaking drum, no matter the volume of water, going up. If you don't deal with waste, your giving will be wasted. It won't show. It won't show. A common example is this plague of telephone. It's a plague. The money some men spend on telephone, they will never give to their family for food. And 80-90% of what they are saying is no business. Hello, how are you? Otojometa. Eh? Kindode? You have not been calling me. You know calling is our business. No budget. Free spending. Pay as you go. And just ask my, this is the largest telephone market in the entire world, yes. Nigeria. If we ban telephone now, many companies will close down. This way, a human being will buy a £10,000 handset. As small as I am, I'm not on contract phone. I pay what I have budgeted. You can't exceed it. There is no pay as you go advert in my life. Pay as budgeted. There are laborers today who do daily work and have two phones. It's only in Nigeria. Hello, hold on. I'm coming. You? Yes. 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 You too, hold on. I'm coming. Okay. I'm sorry to have kept you on the line saying. I mean, somebody call you and is on the line there. And you are not talking to him and you can't put it off. And you are not charmed. Waste. We have a wasteful culture hanging on our lives. No budget, no control. The same man is borrowing money for school fees. He has telephoned the fees. Sir, if there were mobile phones when these ministers are there, we will not buy it. You should know that. I shut down the whole telephone of our office 1995 or so, or 66 in the old church. I disconnected it. It was nighter. And I said, what you spent on phone last month as cover next month, you will not phone anybody. Amen. But there are people who go beyond my budget today, who don't have access to one over 100 of the resources I have access to, because there is no budget. Hello. And say nothing. Okay. So you are going? Yes. When are you coming back? Yes. When you come back, will you call me? No. Okay, I will call you. In my view, there are levels of staff that should be banned from telephone. Ban! Or if they won't ban them, let's ban them. It's all about life. When people started paying for the power they consume on this ground, self-discipline. Many people use their phone light to go to the toilet. Prepaid. When your charge goes, the light goes. Glory to God. And nobody will ask you what's happening. There's nothing happening. You are the one happening. Please take responsibility. It is the pathway to sustainable success. The pathway to sustainable. You must leave this service today and put a budget on your telephone ministry. Amen. Put a budget on it. Now, in the name of Jesus, my telephone will never exceed my tithe till I die. First law. Number two, under no circumstance will I spend beyond this for telephone as long as I'm this at this level. My father died, I had a budget. It's not free spending. My mother died, I had a budget. My father-in-law died, I had a budget. There is no method you can use to exceed that budget. There is no method. Anybody's crying, it's inside that budget. Anybody want to eat, it's inside that budget. Now, should I die because they died? No. Amen. And you know that there is nobody who can make me borrow one dime to do anything. Please settle down. Life is in phases and men are in sizes. Your life will never be under burden anymore. Let me hear your loudest amen. Today is our next level's banquet. Please listen. Every word encounter opens a new chapter to God's people. 1982, I found Proverbs 4:18. I took it raw. I swallowed it all. That this is God's agenda for my life. For my life to be shining more and more and more till He comes. So I began to find out what to do to make it happen. Why the finding continues? The ones already found are already showing proofs. Know that God is committed to your continuous progress. Can I hear you say God is committed to my continuous progress? Success is simply making satisfactory progress. Making satisfactory progress. God is committed to your continuous progress. You have gone around that mountain long enough. Come on now, turn. That's not my plan for you. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 3. You have gone around this mountain long enough. Turn your northward. You're becoming an eyesore. You can't be at the same spot for all your life. Turn. I don't have a plan for you to be at the same spot. In Micah chapter 2 verse 10. Arise ye and depart. This is not your rest. It's a stepping stone, not a resting place. Arise and depart, for this is not your rest. This place is polluted. You stay there for long. Success today, if not improved upon, will become failure tomorrow. You can't keep a kiosk. First year, second year, third year, tenth year. The same kiosk. The same amount of goods inside. Or less. And you're watching, you're going to bed. All right. Depart. That's not your rest. Don't watch your values eroded. Do you know our church was only 4 months when I started saying, Jesus, this church cannot be growing at this pace. No, 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 no. I don't want to make a fool of my life. So I told the young men, I said, now we're going to pray and fast. 3 days. Why is this church not growing? How can you watch a whole system at a standstill, first year, second year, third year, fourth year? As a child of God. Nothing can be said to have been added to your life. No. No. Only those who are not patient with failure succeed. You stay with failure, you remain a failure. You react against failure, you become a success. So we prayed and fasted, and God said, stand up and follow me on the third day, and I did. And then the drama took place as he unveiled the mystery of continuous and unending church growth. God is committed to our continuous and endless progress. Therefore, from today, you never be found at the same point over a long period of time. Yeah. Your life will keep changing level from day to day. Yeah. Also, by redemption, we have been empowered for a life of continuous progress. Again, Proverbs 4:18, the path of justice is a shining light and it shines more and more. The path of the justified. And the people he has called, he has justified. And the ones he has justified, he has glorified. The path of every child of God is ordained for continuous progress. But following every instruction from scriptures is gateway to a life of continuous progress. Following every instruction from scriptures is the gateway to a life of continuous progress. This book is a manual for living. It's made up of 75% of instructions and 25% of principles. All scriptures given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, principles, for reproofs, for correction, and for instruction unto righteousness. So there are 4 elements of it. Principles, reproofs, instructions, and corrections. Principles, reproof, correction, and instructions. The last 3 constitute instruction. Reproof and correction is the same thing as instruction. So you have 3/4 of the content of this book as instructions. So only those who love instructions make the most of their spiritual adventure. This is what to do. Your opinions notwithstanding, if that is what you want. If you must have this thing I provided, this is what you must do to have it. The principles show us what is available, how to get across, if you are interested. I pray that no one here will leave his life to chance anymore. For instance, we have a sevenfold package in redemption as listed in Revelation 5, verse 12. Christ has received for us power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, and glory. Those are all certified redemptive package for every child of God. But you know that there are instructions to engage with to take delivery of any of them. Riches, for instance, you are empowered for wealth as you engage with his covenant of abundance. Thou shalt remember the Lord your God. Is he that giveth thee power to get wealth? That he may establish his covenant. That is unto thy father as it is this day. Power. You can't get a power without a quest for it. How much will God give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? You want to walk in power? My soul thirsted for thee and my flesh longed for thee. That's fasting and prayer. And then you are in power. Is this not why I have prescribed fasting? To destroy every yoke. And how? By the anointing. So, you facilitate the anointing of God upon your life through the demand of prayer and fasting. You never find any man in the world walking in power who does not embrace prayer and fasting as a lifestyle. Can I remember a week since 1981 that I was not in one fast or another? You know why the church is growing in power? The fastings we do, they are requirements for continuous flow of power. Remove the Wednesday fasting, remove the week of emphasis. In 1 year, you won't see testimony. Just go on break for 1 year. You'll be sharing testimonies of the years we are doing it. God is no respecter of persons. You don't charge the battery of your rechargeable torchlight. The light will go off. We charge our power battery with prayer and fasting. You want wisdom? Walk in the fear of God. That's the beginning. No prayer and fasting. Walk in the fear of God. You want wisdom? The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. You want wisdom? Stand in the place of prayer and make demand for it when you get to a crossroad. It's not free. Nothing of value is free. You won't lose your place. You won't lose your place. Can I tell you this? From today, only progress will become your experience. The last failure you saw is the last we ever see. The last stagnation you suffered is the last we ever suffer. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest, you know. If you hearken to my voice, observe to do what I tell you to do, I will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Now, listen to me. These things are real, but they don't deliver overnight. You receive the pure word of God in your heart, Luke chapter 8 and verse 15, and you bring forth fruit with patience. You bring forth fruit with patience. Be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hebrews 6 and verse 12. They are real, but they deliver only with patience.
And everybody's in a hurry.
We have even gone to the extreme of timing God. God, if you don't do this thing by next week, this next week, Songbo, are you hearing me? God, wait. If you don't do this thing by next week, you are not God again. Is it okay? You are the new God. You can't time God. You are not his boss. But he makes all things beautiful in his time. Let me share this bit with you as a recap. April 10, 1982, in one single service, God unveiled what we call the prophetic pillars of this commission. They look at out of this world. They look like mad people are talking. One, the destiny of this age has been committed to our hands. What? You know the meaning of age? No, I don't. That's what God said. Number two, this shall be a power-based ministry. It's not there to debate over doctrines, but to prove the power of the Holy Ghost. We've never lacked testimonies. This ministry is not limited to this nation, but to the various nations of the earth. 13 years after, it became a reality. When we invaded the nations of Africa on a specific mandate. The harvest of Africa is not overripe, Russian are preserved from decadence. That came 12 years after and implemented 13 years after. Like joke. Is that overnight? No. As you engage in truth with every instruction, as they come to you one after another, he keeps bringing his word to pass in your life. As you stand in one place to minister, it will be seen on the screen across the nations of the world at the same time. There was no internet technology then. But today, there can't be less than 100 nations hooked to this service today. And that happened 12 years after it was declared. He makes all things beautiful in his time. And then came and said, at the base of this ministry, a tabernacle shall be built that will seat 50,000 people. Ooh, this is madness. There were no conferences then that had 3,000. I couldn't imagine any. When we are 500 in the conference, he said the whole world came. 50,000. One, where will you get money to build it? Two, who will build it? Well, he's here today. 17 years after we entered the 50,000 seat sanctuary, because God says so. There are too many hit and run believers. That's why things are terrible. Follow me. Keep following. And I will make happen all I've packaged into your life. And then, the biggest of all madness, I saw wings in the sky. And I said, what are these, my Lord? He said, these are aircraft with you inside, bearing the gospel of Christ to the nations of the world. We didn't have to budget for it. We didn't borrow to get it. We didn't apply to anybody. We didn't have any special forum to get it. But 14 years after, the first plane landed. No stress, no strain, no pressure, no begging, no overdraft from any bank, no money from any bank. God will decorate your life. Stop following prophecies. Start following God. As you follow God, he keeps making happen all that he has said concerning your life. For every prophetic word you have received, they shall be turned to real life testimony. And finally, he said, the printing press of this ministry shall operate at an industrial scale. We had no typewriter when he said so. See what is happening on the screen. This one of the largest printing presses on this continent today, and perhaps around the world, is the only place where we turn out Bibles in this country today. Because God says, we have not done one business, we have been doing only kingdom business. I can tell you this, God is taking you somewhere. This level came to be 25 years after. 25 years after. Yes, we've been printing and printing, but 25 years after, we just changed level. All those equipment you saw were manufactured for us by the manufacturers. We didn't buy on the market. What am I saying? It's time to stick to Jesus and not be part of the hit and run believers. Continuity is the rule of the game for sustainable success. Get hooked onto God and stay there and watch what He makes out of your life. You are going somewhere. Amen. You will get there. Amen. Keep serving God with everything inside you. He said you spend your days in prosperity, your years in pleasure. If they obey and serve Him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Just stay committed to serving God and the interest of His kingdom, and you have committed Him to your continuous progress and change of levels. That's how it works. My zeal for Jesus is hotter today than the day He called me. My physical strength is stronger today than the day Jesus called me. I was in a meeting this week and I ministered 7 times on a row. Where you stop serving Him, that's where your level stop changing. But if they will obey and serve Him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. And prosperity, again, I would say, simply defines satisfactory progress. It's not just about money. You keep changing level as you serve Him. You will never be stranded in your life again. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. Lift up your right hand and thank God if anything came across to you by the word you just heard. No more stagnation. No more setback. You are now on the pedestal of continuous progress. Amen. And that will be your experience for life. Amen. Come on now, begin to give God thanks. If any word came through to you in that message, give God thanks for it. There are people here today that need to turn their life over to Jesus, because that's where the journey begins. You don't step into the overcomer's world until you are born of God. Whatever is born of the Spirit overcomes the world. You are here this morning, you want to turn your life over to Jesus. You want to become a child of God. Until a man is born again, he cannot be a partaker of the blessings of the kingdom. Wherever you are, please stand to your feet and I'll pray with you. You want your sins forgiven? You want your name in the book of life? Please stand to your feet. God bless you. I'll pray with you right now, there where you are. Everybody that wants to turn his life over to Jesus, please stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. God bless you as you do. God bless you as you do. Stand to your feet where you are. God bless you. God bless you. Remain standing, please, in the name of Jesus. Everybody standing, please move to the nearest aisle to where you are right now, and I'll be praying for you there. Move to the nearest aisle. The officials are beckoning to you. Now, there are also people that need to rededicate their lives to Jesus. Partial connection is not the best for you. A double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. Let him not think he shall receive anything from God. Don't get angry with God. It's not behind your problems. He's the one who can solve your problems for you. Wherever you are, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus and make Him your only hope. Make Him your only source of expectation and return back in full force to Him. Stand to your feet and I'll pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Everyone standing in this second call, also move to the nearest aisle to where you are, and there I'll be praying with you. Please, ushers, make available to everyone here testimonies of rewards from kingdom-focused prayers. Testimonies are pointers to our heritage in Christ. As you read these testimonies and engage accordingly, God who did theirs will do your own for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please constantly value testimonies in your life. Also, next Sunday is our special Easter Sunday service. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. We've never had any Easter special Sunday service without something new bursting forth. This coming Sunday, something new will burst forth into your life. Every grave that has held anybody hostage shall break up. And everyone kept inside shall jump out. Everything that is dead in anyone shall be brought back to life. Every dead organ shall live again. In the name of Jesus Christ. For everybody standing for prayers, please bow your head and lift up your right hand to heaven as I lead you in this prayer. Pray this prayer after me, saying, Lord Jesus, say it loud, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Today, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm now a child of God. I'm restored back to the faith. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. I receive grace from you today to serve you all the days of my life without ever looking back. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, I pray over you. In the name of Jesus, I commend you to God today for safekeeping. Grace has brought you. Grace will preserve you. I cover each of you with the blood of Jesus. Remain covered all the days of your life. You'll never get back to the world anymore. You'll never be dragged back into darkness anymore. You are free today and you are free forever. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Congratulations. 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 Please complete those little slips and pass them to the church officials that are standing there with you. Amen. We serve a destiny molding God. As you partake of this communion today, every shattered destiny shall be remolded. Amen. So choir, sing that song. Miracle worker, destiny molder, life changer. As you partake of this communion, everything in your life is taking a new turn. No one here shall be a victim of stagnation anymore. Let the stewards please take their positions as we serve the table of the Lord. The communion is ordained to empower believers to live like Christ. To live like Christ. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that hateth me evil, he shall live by me. As you partake of this communion, be empowered to live like Christ. Amen. Spirit, soul, and body. In the name of Jesus. Be empowered to live like Christ. Spirit, soul, and body. In the name of Jesus. Can you imagine Jesus carry sickness and disease? Oppression and depression? Failure and defeat? Whatever you cannot imagine in Christ will never be seen in your life again. Can you imagine Jesus being molested by witches and wizards? Be looking for a job? Be begging to eat? Whatever you cannot imagine in Christ will never be seen in your life again. In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. Shall we all rise? This table is hereby declared the flesh and the body, the flesh and the blood of Jesus. as you partake of this, be empowered to live like him. No sickness that may have come with you to this service is permitted to return back home with you. They are all dropping off you here now. Every mark of the devil to maintain anyone here is blotted out of your life today. Every affliction that anyone here may be suffering, that affliction is over today. In Jesus' precious name. And so shall it be. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Whatever you desire from the Lord's table today is delivered into your hand. Everyone is returning with a testimony. In Jesus' precious name. Please approach this table with a sense of mission. I'm going to be re-empowered to live like Christ. Whatever cannot be seen in Christ will no longer be seen in my life. In Jesus' name. This is the flesh of Jesus, and this is his blood. And it's for our empowerment to live like him the remaining days of our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please go ahead. Please carry on with praise as you partake of the communion.
Destiny molder, you are the destiny molder. Come and mold my destiny today. Come and mold my destiny today. Destiny molder.
My destiny, my destiny.
Lord. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Lift up those two hands and give him thanks. If anything has happened to you today, thank him for it. If you have encountered the word of the Lord for continuous progress in your life, thank God for it. If you have received the word of the law of self-discipline, give God thanks for it. If you believe in the reality of the mystery of the communion, and you believe it has taken place in your life, give thanks for it. Give God thanks for it. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Please give the Lord a big hand. Get seated for 1 minute. Please get seated for a minute. All of us who are worshiping here for the first time, I want to impart your life with a blessing from the Lord. Please stand to your feet. Today is your first time here at the Faith Tabernacle. Please stand to your feet. If you are worshiping here for the first time on a Sunday morning, please stand to your feet. And I want to bless you today with the blessings of this house. Blessed is the man that God chooses and causes to approach unto him, that he may dwell in his house. He will satisfy us with the goodness of his house, even of his holy house. Please stand. If you are worshiping here for the first time today, stand to your feet and receive this blessing from the Lord. Father, bow your heads, please, and lift up your right hand to take this blessing home. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree the release of the blessings of this house upon every first-time worshiper here today. It's a home of testimonies. So anyone's trials here among all standing is turned to a testimony today. It's a home of signs and wonders, and we are redeemed to be signs and wonders to our world. From today, where others struggle, you will just simply triumph. I release you as a sign and a wonder to your world today. In the name of Jesus Christ. This is a home of breakthroughs. You'll never suffer breakdowns anymore in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything here goes forward. From today, you keep going forward in your life. You have come on this very unique day of next level's banquet. You'll never be stagnated anymore in your life. In Jesus' precious name. And so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. You remember, he that walks with the wise shall be wise. The company you keep determines what accompanies you. My prayer is that this company will keep adding value to your life. My prayer is that this company will keep adding value to your life. I belong to a family that does not struggle. I have my spiritual root in Kennedy again, the patriarch of faith. I have not lost my identity with it. The company you keep matters to the things that accompany you in life. I pray that you assessing the winner's company today will mark you out as a winner for life. Yeah. You never suffer losses in battle anymore. Yeah. You never suffer defeat in battles anymore. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. So welcome to home that makes a difference. Shall we all rise to our feet? Please, for those who just were prayed for now, remember to complete your sleeves and pass them on to the kingdom friends, the church officials around with you, in the name of Jesus. Have you been blessed today? Has something great happened in your life today? Watch it. Whatever this hand of yours touches shall continue to prosper. May you never be found amongst corners of God again. Say with me, friendship is not by force. It's by choice. Wrong association has wrecked many, many destinies. Your destiny shall not be wrecked. Are you coming from church? Is every day you go to church? Yeah, they have never asked you, is every day you watch television? They have never. They get angry because they know you are escaping. You are escaping. You are escaping. Now your escape shall be total. Anyone that mocks the prophetic is always a victim of it. May you never be a victim of mocking the prophetic word. as the Lord liveth, many giants of global rating will continue to rise from this assembly. Never mind how you look now. What you receive is more important than how you look. What you receive is more important than how you look. How you look now is not relevant. It's what you receive of the word of the Lord that matters. Smith Wigglesworth will say, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear. I'm not moved by what they say. I'm only moved by the word of God. And that illiterate shook the world. How you look now is irrelevant. What you receive is more important. And they that torment righteousness shall shine as these stars forever and ever. How they look today is irrelevant. Until they mock you, God may not make you. Leave them to their job, you face your job. Now the good news is this. You must be listed among the giants ordained for this era. In the name of Jesus Christ. No complaints, no murmuring. In everything, give thanks. God is working something behind the scene. You will soon be shown to the people. He said John was in the desert until the day of his showing unto Israel. The day of your showing to your world is around the corner. The day of your showing to the world is around the corner. The people complain and it displeased God because God had it. May you never raise any voice of complaint to your God anymore. And they murmured and they were destroyed. May you not be caught murmuring against your God anymore. 1 Corinthians 10:10, Numbers 11:1. Complaints complicate our matters. May you not be found complaining anymore. Has anybody heard a word of complaint from this altar? That's why things are working here. Have you ever heard any word of murmuring on this altar? No more shall it be heard from your life anymore. Say with me, I'm in good hands with Jesus. No one can handle my life better than Jesus. I have come to my final bus stop. God is not behind my problems. He's the only one who can solve my problem. He's not behind my challenges. He's the only hope I have to overcome my challenges. I love you, Jesus. And I won't stop loving you. And I know all things will keep working together for my good. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to your season of next level order of testimony. Somebody's long awaited promotion is happening this week. Somebody's long awaited new level of business is happening this week. That my daughter had 2 naira in the account. On March 18, last year or this year? This year. Last Sunday. And that Sunday, by the time they came to the working week, they had a contract of 7 digits from 2 naira. Destiny molder, story changer, new level goals just stepped into their family. According to her testimony, I've met her in 1 or 2 of her outreaches. Herself and the husband solid with Jesus. Getting others into church. left with two naira. And God said, enough. I'm satisfied. I've seen the travail of your soul. I opened up your destiny. That's what he does here. That's what he does here. And that will be your experience. Amen. You will encounter God this week. That ceiling on your destiny is lifted. Lift up your two hands, everybody. And let's declare the goodness of the Lord over our lives as individuals. Come on now. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Now let's receive it corporately together right now. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. I have dominion, and I take dominion. Congratulations. Help congratulate your neighbor to your right and to your left, and be blessed.